At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. Symbiotica.com.
The Volume.
This show is presented by Prize Picks. Who? Prize Picks. If you like to place bets on the games, on basketball, whether it's football, whether it's soccer, baseball, hockey, whatever it is, Prize Picks is the place for you. And when you go and download the app, use my promo code TRASH with the two H's, T-R-A-S-H. That's right. I had a bet going last night and I lost. But it's okay. I knew better. I had Shaq going over 15. I think he had 13. I had Luka going over 27 and I had points. He had 31. PJ Washington sold me under. Plus me going over 14 and a half point. Went under. Just messed up my whole ticket. Derrick James, I had him to pick to go to score over 9 points. He had 15. So guess what? I didn't win. But guess what? That's the only way you can't win if you don't play. So go and download this special app called Prize Picks. Use my promo code TRASH. Guaranteed to win. Only way you don't win if you don't play. You can spend $10 and win $1,000. Spend $20 and win $2,000. You can't do that nowhere else but Prize Picks. We back, everybody. Welcome back to the Bubba Dub Show. Today is Thursday. What? Thursday. One more day, and it's Friday. But today is Thursday. Y'all already know how I like to start my show off. How you gonna start it off today, fam? I'm starting it off with the Dallas Mavericks and the OKC. Dallas won 104-92. Come here. Luka came to play last night with all that crying. He didn't have time to talk to the ref. He was getting buckets. And that's what you're supposed to do. Luka had 31 last night. I think Kyrie had 12. PJ Washington, who I talked about earlier. Never mind. Washington had 10, chipped in. Seemed like Dallas had control of this game from the very start of the tip-off, if you ask me. But Dallas shot 52%. OKC shot 42%. For me, this game came down to rebound. Dallas had 46 rebounds. OKC had 33 rebounds. And OKC did something different in this game. They didn't start Josh Giddey. I don't know what was up with that. Like, how you going to not start Josh Giddey, even though he gave you little points? But that right there, that showed some little concern, if you ask me. Like, I don't know. Something ain't right. We're going to change it up a little bit. And you shouldn't have done that. Because now you his confidence ain't the same no more. Man, they going to bench me. But you going to bench me for everybody else having a bad game? But you going to bench Josh Giddey? Never. And it cost you. Yeah, it cost you. Dallas, you got to quit turning the ball over, Dallas. Real talk. Y'all had 14 turnovers. OKC didn't have but 8. That ain't good. That can cost you in the playoff game. But let me give credit to drunk man Jason Kidd. Called a hell of a game. He got his best player to really come and step up and ball. And that's what Luka did last night. He balled. OKC. Y'all don't need to panic. You down right now? It's okay. You're down 3-2. It's okay. Now you got a chance to go back down to Dallas. Go back down to Dallas. Take that crowd out of it. You got to take the crowd out. If you don't, you're going to lose. I'm telling you right now, if you go and jump on Dallas early, OKC, down in Dallas, you got a chance to bring it all the way back home and game seven. Y'all can go for what you know. But going back to Dallas, it ain't going to be easy. I'm letting you know right now, the younger bees in them out, Rainwater, out, Tunta, all of them going to be out. You don't think they want to see a Mavericks team go on to the Western Conference Finals? Come on, y'all better get real. Shy balled out last night. I ain't got nothing to say about your game. Williams didn't play as good. Shet didn't play as good. Had a couple blocks. But you can shoot the ball a better field goal percentage. Like I said, as a team, OKC only shot 42%. That's I mean, who over there? Joe gave you 6. Dort gave you 12. They ain't going to get it against the Mavericks. That ain't gonna, and it showed. 104-92 got to play better. I look for OKC to cut my back against the wall in this game. I guess hopefully Dallas is up for the task. I still don't really know what's going on with Kyrie Irving, y'all. I don't know. I know he's facilitating. Maybe it's the length of the OKC or the athleticism that OKC has that they are doing a great job on Kyrie. I'm not saying they can hold Kyrie, like not one-on-one. Can't nobody stand in front of Kyrie with his arsenal moves that he has. But it seems like they're playing great, great, great defense on Kyrie. He just not have been able to just really just get his offensive game going. Derrick Jones stepped up for Dallas. He had 19 points as well. Derrick Lively had 11 off the bench. Green had 5. Hardy had 2. But I'm really looking for Kyrie to really have a good game coming up. Like, I really think Kyrie going to have one of these games where he's going to just be on fire. Ain't nothing nobody can do about it. Not even God ain't going to be able to cool him off. That's not how Kyrie going to be. Come here. Yeah, if you're watching the NBA playoff game, you got to be loving what you're seeing, man. Like I always state, man, there ain't no more Currys. Ain't no Livers. Ain't no Giannis. Ain't no Bronze. Ain't no Currys. Ain't no Durant. Ain't no Devin Booker's in the league, right? Like, it's just everybody else just balling, making a name for themselves right now. And like I always say, it's Ant-Man. It's Luka. It's Joker. Murray. Tatum and Brown. It's their league right now, man. This is the future that we're looking at right now. This is it. Get used to it. We've been spoiled all these years by Curry and LeBron and Durant. Them days really over. This is the future right now that we're looking at. Y'all let me know what y'all think. Y'all think OKC can go into Dallas and get one and take it back to OKC? Or do y'all really think Dallas gonna go home and wrap it up? And go on and get ready for either Minnesota or them. Like, let me know right now who y'all got right now in the next game. Is it Dallas or is it OKC? I want to know. Another thing I want to know, have it ever been a great rapper come out of OKC? Just that's something to think about. Have it ever been a great rapper come out of OKC? We know we had great rappers in Dallas and the other places. But I'm just trying to wonder, what rapper do I know that come out of OKC? Can somebody look up a stack, something for you, boy? Let me know what great rap. Because we know we had some great football players come out of Oklahoma. Now, we know that. They played in Oklahoma. They may not be from there, but they played there in them Oklahoma. Like, you had the Pegasons. You had the Barry Sanders. You had the Dez Bryant went to Oklahoma State. Michael Crabtree. Michael Crabtree went to... he went to Texas Tech. That's where he went. Mike Crabtree went to Texas Tech as well as Pat Mahomes as well. But yeah, somebody get in the comment section right now. Let me know. Have it ever been a great rapper or rapper come out of Oklahoma? Let me know right now. Get in the comment section. You're watching the Bubba Dub Show over here on The Volume. We rocking 5 days a week, just in case you don't know. If you at work, and you can't sit down and watch look on your phone or your tablet, whatever gadget you got and you watch me on, but you can listen to me and go to Apple Podcasts, type in the Bubba Dub Show, or go to Spotify and type in the Bubba Dub Show. You can put your headphones on and you can listen to your boy talk that talk, or we gonna talk it today. They in the NFL, don't release their schedule. Come here. All my football heads get in here right now. All my football heads get in here right now. My Cowboys, my Steelers, my 49ers, my Detroit fan, my Jaguar fan, my Texans fan, Raiders fan, Giants fan. Well, all y'all, if your teams get in the comment section right now, rep your football team, because we going to talk about it today. Yeah, we still got more NBA playoff talk to talk about. We're going to talk about anything. We're also going to talk about who's the better shooter, Reggie Miller or Dame Lillard or Klay Thompson or Steve Kerr? We're going to talk about all this on today's show. We rocking and rolling. I'm letting you know that right now. Stay tuned. We got more on the Bubba Dub Show on the Volume. I'll be right back. I got to go and call my baby mama because she's talking about we got caught again. Pray for me. Yeah, we back. Yeah, yeah. If we're going to talk about these Dallas Cowboys scheduled first game, they got the Cleveland Browns. I know other day I said that was a W, but I'm backtracking now. I forgot how good the Browns were at the end of the year. They made the playoff with Joe Flacco. Hold on, let me hold my horses on this show. I got to keep it 100 and be real on this show. I can't be lying to the people now. That's what I ain't going to do. Dallas fan, I don't know. I don't know about week one. Now, week two, we got the Aints. Who? The ancient saint. She put us down for a W on that one. I can guarantee you that one. A third game? Shit, we got Baltimore. Shit, we ain't winning that one. Shit, I don't give a damn who. You can have Michael Irvin back there again. And Troy Aikman, Corbin. Shit, we ain't beating Baltimore. In the National Giants, we'll beat the Giants week four. We got the Giants. We'll win that one. Week five, Steelers? Shit, I don't know. Shit, Dirty Sprite Russell Wilson up there now. Shit, I don't know. And they got Justin Fields on the bench just in case Russell don't act right. I don't know. Then the first five games, we'll talk about the rest of them throughout the year. But then the first five games that the Dallas Cowboys got. So I got us losing against the Browns. I got us beating the Saints. I got us losing against the Ravens, beating the Giants. And I don't know about Pittsburgh, so I don't know. I just got us winning New Orleans and the Giants out of the first five games. That's it. So two out of three, I think we can win. Another three, hell no. You know we're going to get into that hell no segment too. But as of right now, hell no. Let me switch gears. Let me bring it all the way back to the NBA. Let me bring it all the way back to the NBA. Yes, before I even get into what the Celtics in the Cavs did last night. Let's just talk about this right here. Even though the season over for the Cleveland Cavaliers that the Boston Celtics won 113-98, soon as the game over, there was rumors saying that the Los Angeles Lakers and several other teams are trying to get Donovan Mitchell. Damn, can the season be over for two or three games first? Let fam go on vacation first before y'all start saying where he going and this and that. Let me think for a second, y'all. Do I want Donovan Mitchell on the Lakers? Hell yeah. Only on the one condition, though. We ain't giving up everybody we got. That's the only thing. I'm not trying to give up Reeves. We got to keep Reeves. Y'all can take Rui. Y'all could take Rui ass. Y'all could take D'Angelo Russell. Y'all take them two. Go on about your damn business. Don't take everybody in from a Rob Pelinka. Don't you give up our bench for Donovan Mitchell. Don't you do it. Donovan Mitchell, you come over here. AD, you're going to be the number one. Mitchell, you're going to be two. Brum, move your old ass down number three. You ain't got to do all that work. You let him and AD do all the work, and you just take us home. You'll be already well conditioned. You'll be in shape. You won't be as tired as you were later on in the season, and we'll be all right. But we got to go and get another big man. I'm just being real. Lakers ain't winning shit until they go and get another big man. Let AD slide down and play power forward. Get us a real live center in there that can bang. I ain't saying he got to put up 10, 15 points, but they can bang. Need to go back and get Zubiak from the Clippers. Shit, Pink Gun Tyronn Lue. You act like you don't want him? Bring him in. We'll take him. Bring him in. Postseason stats, y'all got to understand, man. LeBron was averaging 27.8. A game in the post. AD was averaging 15 and a half rebounds. LeBron, 8 assists, and steals. Nah, man, we're going to have to cut that down, man. I think next year, Lakers, for the Lakers to be successful, they have to go out and get another big man. I think y'all would agree. Somebody like Donovan Mitchell also bring him in can help also. But as long as we're going to get rid of our bench, we'll be okay. But at the end of the day, in the West, it's going through Denver, Timberwolves, right now, OKC and the Mavs. Them the top four teams over there. I know the Pelicans got hurt with Zion, Boogan Williams. They going to be a force to be reckoned with too as well. But them just my thoughts. But back to the NBA playoff game last night. Boston Celtics has advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals, beating the Cleveland Cavaliers last night, as I thought they would. That's just what I thought. Boston shot 52% from the field. Cleveland shot 48, but it wasn't enough. Mobley had 33 points for Cleveland. Had a great game. But let me tell y'all somebody who surprised me. I think it was Marcus Morris. I thought he was on Shannon Fry. I thought Marcus Morris was Shannon Fry last night when he was hitting them three. Come on. Yeah, the old veteran, the old GOAT, Morris, came alive on the bench last night. Shit, I thought they were going to come back and beat Boston. But Tatum said, no, sir. No, sir. Tatum had 25 last night. Jaylen Brown pitched in 11. Dinosaur Horford had 22. Drew Holiday had 13. Ballhead White had 18. Come here. They advancing to the Eastern Conference Final. They waiting on the winner after Knicks, after Pacers right now. I'm thinking it's going to be the Pacers, but shit, on the cool, I really don't know. But I want to go and give a shout out to Boston, man, taking care of business. Now y'all can sit back and rest up. Perenguez, however you pronounce his name, y'all killing me on how I'm pronouncing his name, and I don't give a damn. He can rest up, man. Hopefully he can get another week of rest, whoever they play. Out of the Pacers of the Knicks. Maybe they only need him that next series on the cool, but they don't need him for the finals. If he can rest up all next series and Boston can advance to the final, because I've been saying, can't nobody in the East beat the West. I don't know. If Pringles get healthy, I'm going to call him Pringles. Goddamn, I can't pronounce his name. I'm going to call his name Pringles. Once he pop, you can't stop. I like Pringles. Once you pop, you can't stop. If Boston able to get that man healthy with Tatum, with Taylor, with White, with Holiday, with Horford, with that whole squad they got over there, right? Even with Pritchard, he had 11 last night. Even with him, Boston got a chance to win it all right now. I'm just being real. I could be on that. Like, ain't nothing else I could say about that. But they advanced to the Eastern Conference Final. Y'all let me know what y'all think about this Boston squad. What's different from this team here and what's different from last year Boston team is what I want to know. What's the difference from this year and last year? What improvements have you seen this team make moving forward than what they were doing last year? Cleveland, you know, you had a good year. You probably finna lose Donovan Mitchell. How do y'all move forward in the draft? Just don't give up Donovan Mitchell, or y'all gonna get some pieces like Dan Gilbert. What's your mind state? Or you never know, he could be thinking Bronny. You know what I'm saying? Bronny, give a shout out to Bronny. Came back, had a bounce back game, had 13 points. Think he was 4-for-10. Bronny gonna be all right in this league, y'all. Bronny gonna be all right. I know he's not his father, and he never will be, but I do think personally Bronny will be a good pro. I'm not going to say superstar because we don't know. We don't know what the future holds. I'm just going by what I've seen. I know some of y'all saying, man, he only scored 4 points in college. I mean, what do y'all really expect him to do in the league? Like, he ain't going to do nothing. I'm not going to sit up and say what that young man is or what he ain't going to do. It's in him. It's in him. And he got some of the best trainers in the world. That's what y'all fail to realize. While we at home sleep, smoking, drinking, partying, or working, or whatever we doing, he in the lab. If you forget, his dad is the GOAT. Well, my GOAT might not be some of y'all GOATs, but some of y'all call him a Billy GOAT. Whatever GOAT you got him name at, whatever. He got the best trainer in this world as his father. And you know they working out each and every day. And it seemed like this young man wanted it. It ain't what his daddy wanted. It seemed like he want to be it. And when you want to be something, you're going to be it. So I'm not going to sit up here and say what this young man is and can't do. Only thing I can tell you is that I ain't going back to my baby mom. Hell no, I ain't. No, sir. But when I need a ride to work, she is who I call. She might talk shit. You riding, you ain't no good. You ain't this and that. Shut up and come take me to work. And soon as I get there, you want something to eat back? Because you know I'm the manager at McDonald's right now. Come on and get you some of this good old breakfast hotcakes. Yeah, with the Sprite or with the OJ hash browns. Ooh, deluxe. Come here. Y'all don't know nothing about Mickey D's. Come here. Make you smile. Come here. Nevertheless, though, hell no segment coming up next. Get ready.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
All right, y'all. I told y'all we were doing something new over on the Bubba Dub Show. This is part of the show that we call the Hell No segment. Somebody hit me up and say, "Duh, on BML, since the doctor and Lucille ain't gonna be together no more, do you think Charles should take Lucille back?" Hell no. You seen the way Charles left? He ain't even smell that damn chicken or old girl cook. Never. Charles got to go. And I know y'all just seen that video item online. Charles was jigging, two-stepping, standing on table. I thought he was Rick James. Come on. Come on. Somebody always sent me another question. Bubba Dub, do you think that Jerry Jones will step down next year and just let his son just run the whole thing by himself? Hell no. Jerry Jones ain't going no damn way. All the way Jerry Jones ain't going to be running the Cowboy is when he dead and gone. While he here, he going to mess it up. I'm letting you know that right now. Another thing somebody asked me about, Dub, do you think the Lakers should get Trae Young? Hell no. Go and get Donovan Mitchell. Trae Young too small. I like him, but he's too small. He ain't going to get the job done. Letting you know, right now, Bubba Dub, honestly in your mind, fam, honestly in your mind, man, do you think that Jake Paul is going to be Mike Tyson? Hell no. Mike is ready. He ready to bite, fight. I'm ready for the hype. I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready for this boxing thing right now, man. Hey, we got more NBA playoff talk on the way. This was the Hell No segment over here on the Bubba Dub Show. We got plenty more on the way. Let's go. Who y'all got tonight? Game 6, Denver, Timberwolves. Timberwolves back at home, back against the wall, down 3-2 right now. What y'all gonna do? And man, what you gonna do? They sending that double at you. You gonna have to hold on that ball a little bit longer and make them really commit to that double team. Because if they ain't committing, that's when you hold out. You hold out a little bit, fam. And then when that dude turn around, that's when you get your ass to work. Come here. I need you going back to the hole, dunking on everybody again. I don't like this Ant-Man that I see sweating like a 100 baked ham. I don't like that one. I like to see the Ant-Man, I know, smiling and mobbing your head, talking shit. That's the Ant-Man I want to see. Don't you let them take your pride, fam. You forgot you love this game. Don't you let them take that from you. Go out. Ball. Do what you gotta do. But most of all, you gonna have to take care of the ball. That's what you gonna have to do. Last game, you had 14 turnovers as a team. That ain't gonna do it. Denver is a championship team. It's in their DNA. Like I told you, Jokic don't even like basketball. Hell, he playing, he down there dunking the ball. He thinking about feeding horses, going fishing, and skipping rocks across the ponds. Hell, that's what Jokic thinking. So as a team, Reed, where you at, fam? McDaniel, where you at? Carl Anthony, where you at? Rudy, you most of all, you big slew-footed, sorry, not needed penguin feet. Look, boy, hands, you better come with it tonight. I ain't saying you gonna shut Jokic down. That's not what I'm saying. But I need you to go and put on that OJ glove, Gary Payton glove, whatever glove it is, and stop somebody. Hell, put on Michael Jackson glittery glove. All I give a damn. Josh, if you don't. Man, y'all just don't understand, man. I don't mind Denver Nuggets winning this series. I just want it to be a great series. Mike Malone is the better coach in this situation right now over there with Denver. But I just don't understand, if I'm Minnesota, how can I go away from the thing that was working in the first two games as opposed to this? Now, the adjustments that Denver made, and I don't even think y'all understand what Denver did when the way they was pressing Murray on the ball, when letting him bring the ball up. Adjustment that Denver made, I'm going to bring this out. Not now, analysts. Fox ESPN ever brought this up. But me, you heard it here first. The game changing in this series was Aaron Gordon bringing the ball up the court. That has been the game changing thing for me in this series. Aaron Gordon has been bringing the ball up the court and getting them into their offense as opposed to Jamal Murray when they pressure him. I told y'all, if you shut down Aaron Gordon, you will win. It's simple as that. He's the mogul. He's ripping them running when the other team shoot. I mean, when you shoot it, his team shoot it, he's running to get an offensive rebound, dunking, keeping plays alive. Put a body on Gordon. If you can somehow limit Gordon, get him in foul trouble. But that Tim Duncan playing, mother, is playing out of his mind right now. He's playing like a man that's possessed. Then you got a chance, Minnesota, but you're going to have to go right back to what you were doing them first two games. Blitzing Murray, blitzing Jokic. That's what you're going to have to do in order to win this game. You're down 3-2. So you're going to have to come on with it tonight. It can't be no coming out lackadaisical or coming out flat like an old soul. No, yeah, that ain't going to be able to do it. You're going to have to really, really dig down deep and play. You're going to have to hit your free throw. Last game, you shot 3 for 19. Trash. That ain't going to get it. From the free throw line, y'all stink. That's the new word over here. Stink. Homeboy, coming over here to your crib and stuff. Want to use the restroom. Stink. I'm going to need you to start doing the number 2 at the house, fam. Not over here. My homeboy get up. Man, let me do the restroom. Shit, you better go to the convenience store. You feel me doing all that over him? Smell like you ate a rotten animal or something. No, sir. No, sir. Father's Day coming up. Shit, I want to know what I'm getting. Even though I ain't been enough of mine, I still want something. I want a car. I want a gas car. Something. Give me something. Everybody else been taking and taking and taking from me. When y'all going to give me something? Now, my baby mama, she's so damn smart. I might well get something for Father's Day, too. See, you ain't getting nothing. Hell, you ain't even no mother. How you going to get something? Well, get out of my face. I know I ain't the only one going through that. Get in the comment section right now. Let me know if y'all baby mama think they the daddy, too. This is just ridiculous what's going on out here in the world, man. Going through it, man. Going through a storm. Y'all ain't even know how I'm feeling right now, man. Real talk. Studs taking over Studs. Oh, man, I don't even want to talk about it, man. Don't even want to talk about it, man. Just, I don't know. I know I can't be the only one having problems in this world. I can't be the only one, y'all. But back to what I was talking about. Who you got tonight? Minnesota or the Denver Nuggets? And do you see Minnesota tying this series up and heading back to Denver for game 7? Or do you see Denver going in there tonight, shutting that home crowd up? And don't get them up out of there and getting ready for the Western Conference Finals, the one out of the Mavs and OKC. I'm dying to know. Like I say, I'm always in the comment section with y'all. I'm always in the chat with y'all, chopping it up, talking to y'all. So y'all let me know. And I got a surprise for y'all, too. And I got a surprise coming up for y'all, too. Man, y'all going to like this. It's something that y'all been asking for. Well, it's about to happen. What you got going on, dog? Just stay tuned. You know, I got to give y'all the trash of the day. And then after that, I'm going to give y'all some good news. Yeah, stay tuned. We right back with trash of the day. Y'all know how we doing it over here? Yeah, we like to play them debate game. Yeah, we like to play them debate game. And right now they asking me who's the better shooter, Reggie Miller or Dame Lillard. I'm going to be honest with y'all. Give me bigger ass Reggie Miller. Come here. Shit, y'all keep sleeping on Reggie Miller. Came out of UCLA. Yeah, he was skinny and thin, but he could ball. Shit, give me Reggie Miller. I ain't saying the better player. Because we all know the better player probably going to go to Dame Lillard. Because he can give it to you any way you want it. No homo. No homo. Lillard can give it to you anyway. But it's just something about Reggie Miller, man, that come down and court, he'll cut the Reggie. He'll bust your nose. You couldn't leave Reggie Miller on bus show, no. Ask MJ. Reggie Miller didn't have no fear. Not none. 3-point percentage real close. I think Dame shooting 37% for his career. I think Reggie Miller shooting 39% for his career. Free throw, about the same. I think Reggie Miller at like 88. I think Dame at 89. So the free throws, they right there. But we just talking about Sugar. Best Sugar out of them two. I got to give it to Reggie Miller. Who y'all got, y'all? I got to give it to Reggie, man. I'm just saying what he did to the Knicks, what he did to a lot of people. He got the places to the finals. Y'all forgot? He lost to the Lakers. Goddamn, Kobe Bean Brown was on one. Come on. I'm talking about the number 8 Kobe, not 24. That number 8 was marvelous. Ass Shaq, he know it. That damn number 8 was something serious. I'm talking about the Afro Kobe. Come on. The same one, Chris Child, 2-piece. Bloop, bloop. Come on. Come here, who you got? Shooting wise, not the better player. Who you got shooting wise? Reggie Miller or Dame Miller? I'm going with Reggie. Get in the comment right now. Let me know who you got. Got another debate for y'all too. Damn, dog, you getting two today? Damn right. We're going to do this every show. We got debates going on. The best shooter, Klay Thompson or Steve Kerr? Bubba Dub, who you got? Well, shit, both of them got rings. Unlike Lillard and Reggie, they ain't got none. They ain't got no goddamn ring, Reggie and Lillard. But out of Klay and his coach, who the best shooter? Shit, I got to go with Klay Thompson. Come here, man. Stole 50 or 60 points on 2 or 3 dribbles. I ain't never seen that. Y'all keep forgetting what Klay was. It was the Splash Brothers for me. Hell, it just wasn't Curry. It was Klay too. Come here. Classics Klay. I don't give a damn. Ice cream Klay. I don't care. That Klay was balling. 3-point percentage. Curry was shooting 45% for a career. Klay Thompson was shooting 41. But just for me, though, I got to go with Klay Thompson, man. He had a little bit more in his shooting than Steve Kerr did. Klay could come off the dribble with it. Kerr would just catch and shoot and catch fire. But for me, both of them got ring. Both of them champions. Both of them can hit big shots. Both of them have hit big shots in their career. But for me as a whole, I'm going with Klay Thompson. Who you going with? I know a lot of y'all are like, man, I'm going with Kerr. I think Kerr was the best. I'm not here to debate that or argue that. I'm not. I'm just being me. I'm riding with Klay Thompson. Who you riding with? Get in the comment section right now. Let's get this debate going. Greatest shooter, not the better players. Greatest shooter out of Klay Thompson and Steve Kerr. Get in the comment section. Let me know right now who you rocking with. Still got Trash of the Day coming up. Matter of fact, I got a couple people calling in too. They going to be on the show too. Could be you. Who for real? It could be you. All you got to do is call me. 818-351-5151. Huh? Say the number again. You talk too fast, dog. 818-351-5151. I got y'all the wrong number first time. 818-355-5151. 818-355-5151. Hit the number. Hit me up. Like I say, we got plenty more over on the Bubba Dub Show. It's Thursday. I'm chilling, having a good time, because you know Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I'm in Louisville. Hey, I'm in Louisville, Kentucky. Pull up at the Louisville Comedy Club. Come see your boy. It's going down. 2 shows Friday, 2 shows Saturday, 1 show Sunday. Grab them tickets right now. Got plenty more over on the Bubba Dub Show. We be right back. My trash of the day going to my boss, man. Talking about I need to drug test you. No, the hell you don't. You better drug test your damn self. Man, ain't no drug. Shit, I'm going to fail that. I don't understand. Shit, I'm stressed. Hell, I ain't making nothing. That's why I'm smoking. The hell you talking about drug test me? Don't you ever. I've been on this damn job 15 damn years. Ain't got damn brain. You better leave me alone. Better leave me alone now. Nah. You got one more time and you do. And you do. Just like that, y'all. If y'all love today's show, then y'all know what to do, man. I ain't got to keep saying it. Y'all already know what to do. But like I say, we over here Monday through Friday over here on the Bubba Dub Show on the volume. We rocking and rolling. Get in the comment section, man. Let me know how y'all feel about this episode. Let me know how you feel about the debates that I had between Reggie Miller, Damian Lillard, Klay Thompson, Steve Kerr. Let me know who you got winning tonight. Minnesota. Denver Nuggets. Let me know how you got all this playing out. Dallas and OKC. Get in the comment section. Let me know. Let's talk about it. You see the shirt. Come here. Come here. Hey, real talk, fella. You see something you like? Come here. Ladies, you see something? Come here. Who, me? Yeah, come here. Yeah, real talk. Fella, stop, you know, stop going out here trying to holler at these women knowing you ain't got no car. Stop it. How you going to get over there, fam? Now you Uber. Now you lying and talking about your car in the shop. You ain't got... Stop it. Stop it. Hey, man, y'all know what to do. You just got to watch the Bubba Dub Show. We rocking and rolling. We on fire over here today. And you can, too, be a part of this show just by calling that number that I gave out earlier. You can come on here. You can trash somebody. Or you can come on here and really just say nothing. Like some people. But it's all good. It's all love, man. I see y'all again tomorrow. It's your boy, Doug. Hold on. Before I go. Because I know I said it a while ago. But yes, that's right. This Sunday night, I will be on night. Yeah. By the way, make sure y'all tune in. Show Unk some love. Okyo, some Gil some love. But it's going down, man. I see y'all tomorrow.
The Volume.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Imagine getting in a hot, stuffy car in the summer. You know how it cools off much faster when you roll down the windows first to get the hot air out? Well, that's exactly how an Easy Breathe basement ventilation system works, removing all the musty, damp, stagnant air and replacing it with fresher, cleaner, drier air. Take charge of your air with Easy Breathe ventilation and get $250 off today. Ask about DIY kits. Visit takechargeofyourair.com or call 866-822-7328.